This is a Sichuan news update. Hidden in the middle of Nanaimo's Rock City neighborhood is a wetland that a local community group fears could be affected by nearby development.
But I think the thing that I love the most about it is just like that feeling that you get when you enter it. Like you just have this, at least I do, have this feeling that it's special. Like it just feels unique. Like you don't have to be a biologist or a wetland ecologist or a specialist of any kind to come in and appreciate this place and feel that it's neat.
That was Tamara Brown, a local biologist and resident in the Rock City area. After hearing of a nearby development that could possibly affect the local ecosystem of the wetland, she teamed up with other residents and community members to try and conserve as much of the area as possible.
This is the marsh section of Rock City Wetland. Rock City Wetland, incidentally, is a working title because this wetland is so unknown. It doesn't even have a name. So I came up with Rock City Wetland because we needed some name for trying to protect it.
Brown met with Sichuai at the wetland.
It's a beaver lodge. It's where our neighborhood beaver lives. We like to call them chubs. It's gender neutral. Because we don't know the sex of chubs. It's actually very difficult to sex a beaver.
Much of the wetland is private property. A public path and boardwalk were placed between the Rock City Road and Ocean Pearl Terrace by the City of Nanaimo in 2022.
There's owls and bats and frogs and salamanders and a huge array of diversity and species of plants in just a small area. Like, it takes, you know, less than 5 minutes to walk from one end of the trail to the other, probably, if you're walking quickly. I have two small children, so walking quickly is just not part of my reality.
Brown first discovered the wetland shortly after she moved to the area 6 years ago.
When you talk to people, they will say, oh, I had no idea it existed. Likely because the boardwalk wasn't here, except for maybe, you know, a few intrepid locals who might have bushwhacked into this place. The Snoqualmie and their Tsarlokan ancestors used this place as well, so they would have known about it, but very few Nanaimoites know about this place yet. I'm spreading the word.
While exploring the wetland, Brown discovered the area to be home to one of the more rare types of wetland ecosystems, a fen.
Behind the marsh area right here, where you see hundreds of pine trees behind us, is the fen. Now, what's a fen? We often know peatlands as bogs. We are familiar with Burns Bog, Rivets Bog. Oh, there was a bullfrog that jumped over there. The Pine Bog Trail in Pacific Rim National Park. What we aren't familiar is the lesser known and more rare fen peatland type.
Similar to a bog, a fen is an organic wetland, or peatland, that is primarily made up of sedge and organic plant materials, allowing the fen to be groundwater fed. This is unlike a bog that is primarily fed by rainwater. Brown says fens are the rarest type of wetland ecosystem in the province.
Making it a very rare wetland in the coastal Douglas fir zone makes it one of the more rare ecosystems in Canada.
Knowing that much of the wetland is private property, Brown knew it would likely one day get developed, but she's concerned about the size of what is planned. A development permit has been approved for a six-story, 102-unit residential building at 3400 Barrington Road, right beside the wetland.
I could not believe the scale of the development that they had proposed. Like, I just never in my wildest years ever thought that someone would think that was a good idea.
As the development would require blasting the rocky ground, she worries it could affect the rare and sensitive ecosystem she says is just below the bluff.
I'll show you. It's pretty shocking how close it is to the wetland. It's just a 15-meter buffer. 7.5 from the smaller wetland over there, in fact. And it's shocking because of the scale of it. So it's a 1.5 hectare property, and the building almost takes up all of that.
Per City of Nanaimo zoning bylaws, developments must have a 15-meter buffer zone, or setback, from all wetland boundaries. Brown says she worries one of the water sources was left out of the bioinventory assessment. The assessment of the development area and nearby wetland was done by a third party for the City of Nanaimo. Brown says this water source is an amphibian breeding habitat for the blue-listed species of concern, northern red-legged frog. She explains the importance of this factor.
So under the province's Develop with Care guidelines, amphibian breeding habitat needs a 30-meter setback for amphibian breeding species, and possibly more, typically 60 meters when it's breeding for endangered species such as the northern red-legged frog, Rana aurora.
She says the assessment did not demonstrate that the wetland is connected through surface water to the nearby Cottle Creek watershed and Cottle Lake, which are both fish-bearing with cutthroat trout. Brown worries the blasting for the development could affect the hydrology of the wetland, which could then lead to impacts on the Cottle Creek watershed.
So what I hope for is that the city recognizes that there were mistakes made and say, okay, mea culpa, we didn't know, let's go back and do it properly. That's what I'm asking for, is that when you take into consideration the sensitive ecosystem and the scope of work, what's at stake, due diligence is needed.
Brown says she's not anti-development, but wants to make sure all relevant information about the wetland ecosystem is understood and that proper precautions are taken. CHY reached out to the City of Nanaimo to ask about the potential missing ecological information in the bioinventory assessment. Jeremy Holm, City Director of Planning and Development, responded via email, saying the City of Nanaimo has a strong framework in place for watercourse protection. In the case of the development at 3400 Barrington Road, the framework also addresses wetland protection and stormwater management. He says the large wetland on the north side of the property has been, quote, protected by covenant since 1990, with a new covenant established as a condition of subdivision in 2022, end quote. In addition to the covenant, the large wetland is protected as a Schedule C water body in the zoning bylaw, which requires the 15-meter setback. While there is no provincial protections applied to the smaller seasonal wetland on the west side of the property, Holm says it is still protected under the covenant with a 7.5-meter leaf strip. Holm says the bioinventory assessment evaluated a number of factors at the wetland for development plans for the property. Some of the factors are inventory and classification of aquatic and wildlife habitat values, significant environmental features, slope gradient and exposure, geologic features, and habitat protection. He says the qualified environmental professional who did the assessment, quote, concluded that no rare species were found, end quote. He also says, quote, the City of Nanaimo relies on information provided by qualified registered professionals to address relevant bylaws, regulations, and standards, end quote. And if any concerns about the work done by a registered professional, quote, a complaint can be made to the relevant association or college, end quote. Brown later told CHY she plans to file a complaint with the College of Applied Biologists, alleging the assessment has failed to, quote, adequately characterize the site's ecological and hydrological complexities, end quote. CHY will continue to follow this story. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.